act like a boss, think like a boss, be a boss. You hear what I'm saying?
And welcome to the Confidence Like a Boss podcast. And I am your host, the confidence creator, Siobhan Speaks. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to the Confidence Like a Boss podcast. Are you feeling bossy? It's 2019. Are you feeling bossy? Because I'm feeling bossy. Walk up in the room like, boss, what it do? Today is January 1st, 2019. Can you believe it? Time sure goes so fast. Oh my gosh. 2019 is definitely going to be an epic year. I can just feel it. Are you ready to live fearlessly? Are you ready to boss up and live an impactful life? Well, guess what? You came to the right place. Here we go. Oh, your life is getting ready to change in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I woke up independent. I woke up independent.
Welcome back. I'm so glad that you guys are back and tuning in. I told y'all I had an epic show and I'm going to deliver an epic show. First and foremost, I must say, if you plan on doing the same things you did in 2018, you might as well just stop the podcast and go on with your happy-go-lucky life, doing whatever it is that you like to do and keep getting the same results that you've been getting. However, if you're one of those individuals like me and you are trying to live confident like a boss, then guess what? Listen to the whole podcast. Don't cut yourself short. First and foremost, I would like to say Confidence Like a Boss, Siobhan Speaks, the Confidence Creator. I got a whole bunch of names, but I will be at the MUA LA brunch at the Loft on April the 14th. Make sure you get your tickets because it is selling out. Let me tell you this. It's for all entrepreneurs that's trying to boss up in their life for 2019. Lots of vendors. You know my girls, Kayla and Co. Beauty is going to be in the building. So if you need to get them lashes, make sure you go to that event. Second announcement is Siobhan Speaks got a new book. Oh my God. It will debut at the event. So if you want the book, you're going to have to show up at the event. You're going to have to get your tickets. You're going to have to be confident like a boss and make them moves right now before they sell out. So I'll let y'all know about the first event that I have going on for 2019. And I'm going to move into some of the things that I mentioned on my Instagram page on how can you live an impactful life for 2019. First and foremost, I did address the fact with New Year's resolutions, I don't believe in them. I don't know why they even exist. Most people don't even follow through with their New Year's resolutions. So don't set yourself up giving yourself New Year's resolutions that you're not going to keep, number one. New Year's resolutions are for suckers. So hopefully you don't have any planned because you don't want to start the year off setting yourself up for failure. So that's my whole snippet about resolutions and why I will not be creating any this year. Question. Do you ever wonder why sometimes you fall short of your goals or why you struggle to follow through? Well, believe it or not, it might have something to do with your natural tendencies. And the more important part is when you get real with yourself about exactly who you are and how you operate, when you work with your natural instincts, instead of fighting against them, you can start providing the change that you want to see in life. That's going to help you live an impactful life. So you got to figure out who you are as a person. You can't worry about what everybody else is doing or try to mimic someone else's personality or someone else's style or be someone else. You have to, number one, be yourself and allow the world to adjust around you. Many times we focus on what everyone else is doing, that we really forget our goals that we want to accomplish because we're comparing ourselves to other people. And I've done it before as well. You know, even with my podcast, you know, I look at so many other podcasters and I'm looking at how many likes they have, how many followers, like, oh my God, they're getting comments. But I can't allow that to deter me from doing my passion. So make that your first goal for the new year and try to continue to pursue a goal of following your own dreams and don't live for someone else's dreams. Don't worry about what everyone else is doing. So what if they're doing better than you? So what if they're smarter? If you continue to work hard and you continue to focus on your gifts, you would reach limits that you never even imagined. And if you're interested in perpetuating such a radical reality of self-love, here are some of the best ways that you can win yourself over again. Number one, you have to appreciate how special you are. There will never be another one exactly like you. You were given a special gift, talents to share with the world. And even though everybody else has special gifts and talents, nobody will ever have your talent or can deliver it the way that you were created to. You are the only one that thinks your thoughts. You're the only one who can create a very unique reality of living your life according to your own unique paths. You are the only one who will ever be you. Number two, drown yourself for affirmations. Trust me, I wouldn't do it unless I had to, but they work. You don't have to say them in the mirror. You don't have to hug yourself or buy a special rainbow journal to lock all your thoughts in. No. But if you do want to turn the ship around, you need to rewire your brain and train it to think differently. That's the only way that this is going to work. Number three, do the things you love. When you consistently deny yourself the people, the food, the things, and the experiences that make you feel the most alive, you send a pretty lousy message to your subconscious mind. So look at your life. See where you're letting yourself down. If you hear yourself saying things like, I love going out to listen to live music, I can't remember the last time I did it, then you need to make some time. Make some time to do some things that you love and put yourself first. Without doing that, then you're not really living the best life, or you're not living in the moment. And how could you live a prosperous life or be confident like a boss if you're not living your life now? A really hot book that's out right now that I have a pleasure of reading it. I haven't finished it yet, but it's a Michelle Obama book. It's called Becoming Michelle Obama. One of the things that she says that really resonated was, comparison is the fastest way to take the fun out of life. And one of the biggest things I could suggest for you guys is to don't compare yourself to others. Like, have you ever done something that you're so proud of and you feel on top of the world until you realize that someone else has done the same thing that you had in mind and it looks like they're doing even better than you, and all of a sudden you feel sad? It's none of your business what other people are doing. All that matters is that you're enjoying yourself and pleased with where you are and what you're creating. That's why it's extremely important not to worry about what everyone else is doing. You can't compare yourself and your goals and your passion and your purpose to anyone else's. You have no idea what their goals are in life. So what if they're doing better than you? The fact that you're worried about them, you won't even get to your own goals because you're so focused about everybody else. And last but not least, you have to forgive yourself. Now listen up, because this is extremely important. You screwed up in the past. Guess what? You'll screw up again. Every human is born with the ability to make mistakes, and me too. I've made mistakes. But guess what? You have to be willing to forget. No, don't forget, because if you forget, you're going to make the same mistake over again. You remember, but you have to learn to move on and forgive yourself for the things that you did that you don't approve of. You have to forgive yourself for goals that you haven't accomplished. I mean, if you've set a goal or a New Year's resolution every year, and every year you set the same goal, one of the things that people always set as a New Year's resolution is lose weight. Everybody wants to lose weight at the new year. But if you think about it, losing weight should not be the goal. The goal should live a happily life, a healthy life. Or you want to live a long life. You have kids and you want to be there for your grandchildren. Losing weight is not or should not be the goal. Because once you lose the weight, you're going to go back and gain the weight that you lost. So forgive yourself for the things you didn't accomplish, because then 2019, you're going to repeat the same thing over and over again. It's time that you get back to the basics. Love yourself. Find out what you like to do. Stop worrying about what everybody else likes to do and trying to mimic their lives. That you start living your own life. And you'll find it more satisfying. I'm telling you, you will. So in 2019, make sure that you trust your intuition. Because you have an inner guidance tool that you can use that can help you anytime you need it. So get to your quiet place. Tell everyone to go away. Give yourself some room to feel, think, and love yourself. You have all the answers inside of you. You have to practice and sharpen your intuition. Take the time to strengthen your connection with your source energy. Take some time for yourself. And remember, getting clear about what your unique purpose is can be the difference between living a happy, fulfilled life. So I challenge you for these couple days as we enter 2019 that you put yourself first, get back to the basics, stop worrying about everyone else, and start living your life.
I believe in you, but you got to take ownership on your own life. If you want to accomplish things, you got to stop being the blamer. Take ownership. Stop playing the blame game. Just know that greatness is your birthright, but it's up to you to maintain it. I will leave you with this. When you walk into the room, stand up straight, stick your chest out, and walk in like a boss.